Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I am Shailaja Mohapatra. Today is Friday, 19th of May, and we will be putting the spotlight on State Bank of India, ITC, and Interglobe Aviation's Q4 results. In Voice of the Day segment, we have Omkar Tangsale of Axis Securities, who believes IT companies' earnings can rebound in second half of the year. Let's get started. India's largest public sector bank, State Bank of India, reported an impressive 83% jump in its net profit from the same period last year to 16,694 crore rupees. The bank's net interest income for the quarter came in at 40,392 crore rupees, reflecting a growth of 29.5%. The net interest margin increased 44 basis points to 3.84%. These results have surpassed market expectations, as SBI was expected to post a 68% rise in net profit and 25.8% increase in net interest income, according to a money control poll of brokerages. The bank's return ratios and asset quality also improved. SBI reported a return on assets of 0.96% and return on equity of 19.43% for the financial year 2023. The bank's slippages remained under control at 3,500 crore rupees, while recoveries and upgrades stood higher than slippages. In FY24, credit growth is expected to be 12 to 14% and return on assets is likely to be around the FY23 levels. All in all, it was a good set, but the stock did take a knock in the second half yesterday. Analysts believe that this is because operating expenses grew 27% year-on-year as SBI spent 2,500 crore rupees towards wage revision in FY23. The rise in OPEX hit the operating profit number. Going ahead, the business momentum looks healthy. Chairman Dinesh Kumar Khara has said that RBI's expected credit loss system is fiction for now, but it is well equipped to deal with the new system whenever it comes to play. At a price-to-book value of 1.1x, the stock is cheaper than large private banks like ICICI Bank, Axis Bank and Kotak. The stock has rallied 28% in the past 1 year and the consensus target on the stock is 700 rupees, another 23% upside from the current levels. Just like SBI, ITC also delivered a strong set of numbers. The cigarettes to hotel conglomerate's net profit jumped 21% year-on-year to 5,087 crore rupees, and ITC's revenue from operations also saw a 7% year-on-year increase, reaching 16,398 crore rupees in quarter four. The numbers were above analysts' estimates. A poll of brokerages had predicted a net profit of 4,764 crore and revenue of 16,152 crore. On the operating front, EBITDA for the quarter stood at 6,209 crore, growing 19% year-on-year. EBITDA margins also improved to 37.9% from 33.6% in the same period last year. In terms of revenue breakdown, ITC observed growth across various segments. The cigarette business revenue rose by 14%, while the FMCG business revenue increased by 19%. Additionally, the hotel's business revenue nearly doubled to 781 crore rupees as the base quarter was impacted by Omicron. However, the agri business revenue declined by 18%, but this was also on expected lines. ITC's earnings outlook is better compared to other large-cap staples players in FY24 and FY25. According to analysts at Motilal Oswal Financial Services, at a time when uncertainty looms large over the industry due to high inflation, unpredictable monsoons, and continued weak rural sales, ITC's earnings performance in the last couple of years has shined like a beacon. The stock has also done exceptionally well with 50% gain over the last 1 year, while other consumer peers, both staples and discretionaries, have struggled. With the stock having crossed the 400 rupee mark, the consensus target on the stock is now 485 rupees. Interglobe Aviation, the operator of India's largest budget airline IndiGo, has reported a net profit of 919 crore rupees for the quarter ended March 2023. This marks the second consecutive quarterly profit for the airline, driven by strong demand for air travel despite high fuel prices. However, the profit fell short of street estimates, which predicted a likely profit of 1,418 crore rupees. When compared on a sequential basis, IndiGo's profit fell 35% from 1,423 crore rupees in the December quarter. During the March quarter, IndiGo's revenue from operations grew by 76.5% to 14,161 crore rupees from the same period last year. Passenger ticket revenues rose by 81% to 12,435 crore rupees and ancillary revenues increased by 37%. Notably, India's average daily air passenger traffic in the latest quarter surpassed pre-pandemic levels, reaching 420,000 passengers per day. IndiGo expects total capacity to increase by 5 to 7% in the next quarter compared to the previous quarter. Looking ahead, IndiGo remains optimistic about the future with strong demand and encouraging forward bookings. The airline aims to grow further in the next financial year. Despite the positive results, IndiGo faces challenges such as high fuel costs and increased competition. The bankruptcy of smaller rival GoFirst could potentially benefit IndiGo, but it also faces competition from the new entrant Akasa Air and Tata Group, which recently took over Air India. In summary, IndiGo's Q4 results showcase a strong recovery in the domestic air travel market, with robust demand driving the airline's profitability. While challenges persist, the company remains optimistic about future growth. The management aims at growing revenue and bottom line in high teens when compared year on year. The consensus target on the stock is 2441 rupees and the current market price is 2265 rupees. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Omkar Tangsale of Axis Securities, who believes IT companies' earnings can rebound in the second half of the year. Let's listen in.
Yeah, I believe, the guidance that given by the Wipro, which is minus 1 to minus 3% of the revenue growth guidance for Q1 FY24, and tepid guidance from Infi have gathered the emotions of the uncertainties that are still there for Q1 FY24. But I believe gradually the things are changing, and I believe after the two quarters, the next half of the year, we're likely to have the rebound over the large cap. However, if you can see on the mid-cap part, the mid-cap has still reported strong set of revenue growth, much in line with our expectations. Flat on the margin side. However, some of the companies have gained on the margin side as well. But I believe smaller contract size of the mid-caps may stood resilient as of now, but in the second half of the year, we can see a pickup from last year, but as well as on the mid cap as well. TCS or Infosys or blue chip companies generally have the huge contract size. They work on the transformation of the companies, and they have the larger integration towards the client in terms of the systems and system aggregating and the consultancy and overall ADM automation part. So if there is a laggard of or any delay in the decision making, the revenue is likely to be impacted on an immediate basis. But we can see an engagement of the client goes on, as we can see the pickup on the market sentiments. But in case of the mid cap part, thus comparatively, the contract size are very, very small. They just have to deliver one part of the contract or the overall transformation part. So the deal size is very small. So the impact of the uncertainties or delay in the decision making from the client side take time as compared to the large cap companies, because they are basically on the primary vendors, and these are secondary or tertiary vendors. Many a times they take subcontracts as well. So if you can see, there is always a lag for the impact. But definitely, as demand scenario goes changing, or any sentiment-based sentiments are changing from the European or North American side, there might be a change in the decision making and for the automation part, and they started gaining the momentum as well.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you next week at the same time.